Did you know there is human poop on the moon?
I did not know that, but I guess that makes sense.
96 bags human poop.
Okay.
To lighten the load for the return journey. Mm. Like, they just... The most American thing ever. Like, just put it, the poop in a bag. And what do we do with this? I guess we'll just leave it on the moon.
I guess no one will have a problem with this. But there's no aliens here that will be offended.
No thought offended. To like the bacteria maybe that's in it that you're letting loose on a foreign like
right.
area.
It's okay. We bagged it up. Cut to a shot of it in like a Kroger bag tied up, like just floating. Bag. Also, cut all this out. This is ridiculous. No one wants to hear this. They've all already turned this off. It didn't even matter what movies you review at this point. Everyone has an image in their brain right now that can't escape, and they will not listen to the rest of this. Right now, I'm speaking to only you, because no other ears will ever hear this. This might as well be a phone call. We can turn the mic off right now. Let's just talk about these two movies on our own. Just release this as its own episode and just say, please don't listen to this.
Well, hey, speaking of space and
wait, does that mean you could clone Buzz Aldrin?
I'm pretty sure Buzz Aldrin would have consented to being cloned without collecting his poop. Let's talk about Orion in the Dark.
Okay.
My name's Orion, and I'm afraid. Afraid of what, you want to know? It's most things, to be candid. Girls in general. Being responsible for my team losing. Giving the wrong answer in class. Richie Panici.
Good night, Orion.
But all the things I'm afraid of, I'm most afraid of the dark.
Ta-da!
What are you?
Isn't that obvious? The room's dark. It's dark out. Hello, I'm dark. Of all the kids who are terrified, you are by far the loudest, the most obnoxious, and frankly, you're on a whole different level.
You're keeping a list?
Yes, I'm keeping a list. You know how many kids are afraid of me? You come watch me do my job for one night, and you'll finally see that I'm nothing to be afraid of. Are you in or are you in?
I'm...
Pretty great, right? Orion, I'm gonna get you to overcome your fears if it kills me. And I'm immortal, by the way, so I've got all the time in the world. Allow me to introduce the other night entities.
There's more?
We're fun. You're gonna love us.
You brought the screamer?
The kid who's afraid of everything?
Helping random children to boost your fragile self-esteem is not in our job description.
Whoa, that is insightfully harsh.
You really think you can fix everything I'm afraid of in one night?
One night can change everything. Is it me or am I more excited about this than you are? Hold on tight!
Dark!
Orion! Open your eyes!
No way!
Come on! See how much better that is, kid? Gotcha!
How you doing, kid?
Who is he?
Light. He's Doc's nemesis.
You gotta be kidding me.
He makes me feel safe, like I'm wrapped in a warm blanket. You know, if you're into that kind of thing.
This was a movie night proposition by my son. Yeah. Oh, weird. Fun little theme here tonight. So my son suggested we watch this. And so this is a Netflix film. And it is directed by Sean Sharmat, somebody who does not have a hyperlink and written, I found out later, by Charlie Kaufman.
Charlie Kaufman,
being John Malkovich, Charlie Kaufman.
Yeah, interesting.
And so, yeah, it's an animated film, and we've got a pretty stacked voice cast here. We got Jacob Tremblay as this kid, Orion, who is 11, and he is super annoying and has very, very bad anxiety. And he spends like the first 20 minutes of the film just rattling off statistics and catastrophizing on the worst that could happen in almost every interaction he has in his day. And it was fucking obnoxious for a good bit. So he's such a spaz that I was like, okay, great, great, great. And then we get into like the more metaphysical aspect here, where the movie goes into like Inside Out territory, where we meet the physical manifestation of darkness in this character called Dark. Dark is voiced by Paul Walter Hauser. Which was odd, but okay. Paul Walter Hauser. And then we've got other characters in here. Ike Barinholtz, Natasha Dimitriou. People would know her from What We Do in the Shadows. Carla Gugino, Angela Bassett, Nat Faxon. A lot of people. Colin Hanks is in here. Because there's other like, you know, night entities like sleep, insomnia, quiet, unexplained noises, and sweet dreams. And what Dark decides to do, since Orion is afraid of him, he's like, you're going to follow me throughout the whole like night cycle, and you're going to learn about what these things do, which is just kind of like, okay, like what the hell does this have to do with his anxiety and his fear about the dark?
Sure.
You're just going to kidnap him and traumatize him further by.
Yes.
They play it right. Like he's terrified at first. And so you're like, yes, that's what would happen.
Yep.
So it's like at first it's making these concept characters, like I said, sort of like Inside Out, a little too down to earth for me. Like just saying things that people say. And I'm just like,
yeah,
I don't know. It doesn't work in the same way it does in that movie. So in terms of like, you know, the people who I'm keeping this kind of vague, but like, I think the plot is just contrived because it's like, we're going to take this nervous kid on a trip around the world with these metaphysical entities. And we're going to resolve the plot somehow. It's like, okay, so there is no like logical following of this plot really.
Sure.
So that's frustrating to me to a certain level. But of course it is a Charlie Kaufman script, and he's very interested in the deeper concepts, obviously.
Yep.
And so once it reaches that level, this goes from a movie, like I recommend it for families because you know how we talk about the difference between a kid's movie and a family movie. Yep. So it's a kid's movie for a little bit. Like the first act is a kid's movie. It's really kind of silly and manic and blank and just, I don't know, just not stuff that appeals to me as an adult, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
And then when it takes an older turn as the story progresses, then you start talking about bigger concepts and scarier things. And then you're like, oh, okay. Like that's interesting. It takes like a more mature turn. But maybe that makes it kind of unbalanced in that sense. You'd want that maturity to kind of be there from the start to establish the stakes. Cause that's part of what it feels like. It feels like for most of the movie, there's just no stakes. So I wouldn't watch it again by choice, but by the end of it, it was fine. I was like, oh, good recommendation. Like, but I don't know. It just depends on what you like, you know, but if you've got kids and you know, I mean, you want to watch something that'll entertain them. I wasn't really particularly blown away by the animation or whatever, but it's a movie and it's on Netflix. And there's some stuff there for you to think about, but it is kind of derivative of Inside Out. Although I'm going to give it credit. I was going to give it credit for like being like what I thought was an original movie. It is based on Orion in the Dark is based on a children's book, but at least it's based on a children's book. Like it's
sure,
you know, there's ripe room to adapt it for a film. It's not like it's all laid out there for you.
Right.
But that might also be why it seems so, I don't know, empty too.
Sure.
So I don't know. Mixed on a ride in the dark. Wasn't okay. Terrible, but you know, the more I decide whether or not I want my name on this recommendation, the more I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
What are your other choices?
Because you got plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's between this and Tiger King, maybe watch this. I don't know.
Sure.
So, eh.
Okay.
Sure. It's gotcha. It's an interesting term for Charlie Kaufman. It's you know, yeah.
Yeah, I was interested in this because I'd heard something about it. I don't really remember what it was that I'd heard, but I was like, oh, okay, that's on the list. And I never wrote it down. But when you mentioned, like, I'm going to be reviewing it, it's like, oh, that was on the list somewhere. Right. And I was like, oh, I guess I never wrote it. But okay.
Yeah, I don't know. If you got nothing to do, but I mean, you and I got plenty of stuff to watch. So
yeah, exactly.
You know, if I were to, if it had been a recommendation from my son and I had seen this on my own volition and I could time travel, I'd go back in time and be like, hey,
save it.
Just watch more TV. Like, don't waste your time.
Right.
You know, it's fine, but nah.
Okay.
All right. The other one, this one was actually a recommendation from my daughter. So it's child recommendation night.
Yay.
Here on the Hoopercast. So let's talk about Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
All right. So I'm making like a little documentary.
Oh, it's like a movie, but nobody has any lines and nobody even knows what it is while they're making it. No.
Tell me about what's life like.
It's pretty much common knowledge that it takes at least 20 shells to have a community. My cousin fell asleep in a pocket, and that's why I don't like the saying everything comes out of the wash, because sometimes it doesn't, or sometimes it does, and they're just like a completely different person. So it's actually only two of us now, myself and my grandmother, Nana Connie. We like to watch 60 Minutes because Leslie Stahl is fearless. Nana, make the noise. Sometimes I find my mind wandering, thinking, what would my family think? Do you think they could be out there?
Marcello, let's forget about being afraid. Just take the adventure.
Okay, let's do it. Hi, everybody. It's Marcel. I'm recording this video because I'm looking for my family. There's no point missing.
Marcel the Shell and the search for a family reunited. Marcel, how long has it been since you've seen your family?
I couldn't tell you, but a space in my heart gets bigger and louder every day.
Dean, do you know how long?
That's 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice to know. There's so many places that they could be.
Marcel the Shell with Shoes On.
Whoa. You are beautiful.
There must be so many others like me. He has got to go. Not that I don't like Arthur.
Not that. Come over there.
No. Oh, my God.
She had to remind me what this was called several times. I was like, what is this? You know, and she's like, it's new. It's coming to Netflix. And it's like, okay, I found out later. It's not new. This movie came out in 2021.
Yeah.
It's probably new to Netflix because this was not produced for Netflix. This was just an independent film, but this is an A24 movie.
A24.
And that's what hooked me as I was looking like during the opening credits, like who even made that? What is this? A24. Yeah. And I was like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
So then I got excited. So it's a film directed and co-written by Dean Fleischer Camp. And it is co-written and starring the voice of Jenny Slate. You've also got Rosa Salazar in here, and then the voices of Leslie Stahl, Isabella Rossellini, Dean Fleischer Camp off camera as Dean. Mm-hmm. And it is essentially a live action adaptation of these YouTube shorts, which I gathered later on. I had watched them all later. And the YouTube shorts are essentially a smaller and obviously less linear version of what this film is, which is the conceit being that Dean, you know, is just in this Airbnb or whatever, and he meets this 1-inch tall talking shell with shoes named Marcel. And, yep. you know, we get right past like, oh, my God, what the fuck is are you? You know, and why? It's right yeah. into like, oh, who are you? Tell me about your family. And it's obviously it's a point that Marcel is a shell and his family are shells and other stuff. Like it's otherwise just treated completely as, oh, normal. Nice to meet you. What's your life like? You know, it's we don't get hung up on how this is happening. Yeah. And Marcel and his family are all stop motion animated. Or, you know, I think they were in the shorts. I think they still are here, but to a more advanced degree. And there's a plot given to this more than the shorts are, which is that, you know, you find out a little bit through the story why exactly Dean is not at his actual home. Marcel has some goals to find to be reunited with his family members. And the idea of Dean of Marcel's popularity on YouTube is played into as part of the plot here because, to a certain extent, like I'm not even sure how much of it was like real, but like there's clips in here of like people on TikTok talking about Marcel. And later I was like, oh, these must've been actual clips of people talking about this, you know? Yeah. So there's kind of like a meta narrative here about the viral nature of this character.
Yeah.
I like this. I thought by the time it ends, it's a really nice and comforting, warm narrative that's really, I don't know, pretty feel good. You know, it's slow. And it's a little meandering, but it's really mood and character based. There's a whole lot of like care taken around like how intimate it's meant to feel because Marcel's got this little voice and he's just this little person. And so like the photography down on his level is really interesting. Reminds you a lot of like Ant-Man and other types of things where like we're kind of playing with shallow focused, small photography. And just the things that he says are funny and charming, and just these quaint little snippets of his life are interesting and fun. And, you know, I watched this with my family, like we laughed a lot, you know, the kids and the adults. And by the end of it, I was like, wow, like that was cool. Glad I watched that. And so, I do recommend it for people. If you're into the mockumentary style, that's what this is. It's so that some people don't like that. So, but if I feel like a lot of people do like it's and they're used to it, of course. So, if that appeals to you, I recommend it. It's probably for families, not really for kids, but for families and obviously adults as well, because adults would have the frame of reference for the YouTube stuff. But that's at least my take on it. What did you think of this, Dustin? Because I remember I was the one who told you, like, Dustin, it's so good, watch it.
I watched this, and this has been on my list for a long time, like legitimately on my list. And I knew nothing about the YouTube shorts, had no idea this was ever a thing. I remember seeing the trailer back when it dropped, I guess in 2021, and thinking like, oh, that's cute. Like, that'll be fine. I'll watch this with my wife at some point. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we just never watched it, and that's fine. And, then it dropped on Netflix. And so it was on my radar again. And then you mentioned it, and I was like, okay, I'll finally make this happen.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was fine. I gave it 3 stars. There's nothing about it that I hated. I think ultimately for me, I just didn't connect with it as much as I wish I could have. And I've tried to pinpoint why that is. And I don't know. I'm not sure. But I think that part of that may have to do with because it's a mockumentary and because of the way that it's structured, it doesn't have that traditional, or it doesn't feel like it has that traditional narrative thrust. It feels more like little vignettes of things, and they do eventually tie into one another, and they do eventually lead to something. But I think it takes too long to get there. It takes too long for me to realize that, hey, these are going to pay off. Maybe it would be better on a repeat viewing, but on this initial viewing, I was like, is this ever going to actually mean anything, or is it going to be meandering this whole time?
Because a lot of the dialogue seems or is delivered like improv.
Yeah.
So you wonder, like, is this just a throwaway funny thing they're saying, or is this like, is this part of their script and therefore the story?
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Are you going to do something with this, or is this just a joke?
Yes. Well, and part of that is like, so Jenny Slate, who voices Marcel, is a comedian and improv
sketch
actress.
Comedian.
And so,
yeah.
So she had a short tenure on SNL, and you know her from like Parks and Rec. But the thing is, she is, because of her improv background and that sort of thing, and just sort of the naturalistic way that comedians speak, it does feel a little like improvisational, even if it isn't. And so to me, yeah, it started to feel a little bit tiresome, because I guess I was like, yeah, I don't know if this is actually going to be telling me a story or not, or if this is just showing me things that are supposed to be kind of interesting to watch. But at a certain point, the interest wears off. And then by the time you realize, or I realized, that it was leading to something, I was like, yeah, it's too late. Like, I've already missed the train. And so that's just me looking back at it going, why didn't I connect? But when I'm in it, I wasn't really, I wasn't pulled out and thinking at it from like a screenplay perspective or any sort of, you know, like critical lens. I was just thinking like, yeah, that's just, you know, it isn't working. And you know, whatever, but it is fine. Like I'm somewhat engaged, at least at the beginning, and then I lose it, and then it's back, and then I lose it, and it's back. And so for me, it just didn't have the impact that I think it wanted to have, and maybe that it should have had on me. But I could definitely see how some people would have had an impact. Maybe especially those who aren't as bound as I am to, you know, a specific screenplay structure or whatever. Cause like, I know that I'm very three act-ish and whatever, but like for me, I just didn't connect to it. It didn't do anything wrong. It just wasn't for me, in terms of that emotional connection. Do I regret watching it? No, absolutely not. Would I resist seeing it again? Probably not. I mean, it's only an hour and a half, so it's hard to feel like this is a complete waste of time. And I think if my wife wanted to watch it, I'd sit down and watch it again. But I don't think I'm not likely to buy it. I'm not likely to watch it again on my own, or, you know, get on Netflix and queue it up. I'm satisfied with having seen it the one time. Didn't hate it. Didn't love it. It just exists and it's fine. And I feel like part of, like you mentioned, is this for kids or families? I'd go a step further. I think this is for adults.
Mm.
And I think this is, like, it's certainly made to be able to be seen by children, but I think this is for the adults. I think this is for adults who, like, it's telling a childlike story to adults.
Yeah.
And because one, it does it in a mature way. It's doing it in this mockumentary, slow moving way that I think a lot of kids today aren't going to be able to connect with. But I think it's also, I think it's tackling things that are more apropos for adults than they are for children. And that's not to say that children can't enjoy it, but I do think that the more mature your child is, the more they'll enjoy it. Yeah. So I don't know, but yeah, I is it worth your time? Yeah, I think probably so. Like, you had mentioned the cinematography is great. It's got some cool, like, mockumentary stuff to it. And it feels improvisational, which makes it feel more alive or more authentic. And that's great. So yeah, I think if you're in, any of that sounds great to you, cool. You'll dig it. But if you're kind of resistant to any part of that, you may not be able to let your guard down enough to enjoy it.
I'm going to call you three actionary.
Three actionary.
That's the word I thought of.
There you go. Boom. Yeah.
So someone who very much responds to structure.
I do.
And reacts to lack of structure with a certain amount of scorn.
Well, and I was thinking about this recently. I won't linger here, but like, I do think that the three act structure is the most natural storytelling device that's been established. Mm-hmm. And I think that we all naturally speak in that language when we tell a story. Like if you're telling me about something that happened this morning, you start by establishing what your life was like before the event, then the event and its implications on, like, its impact on your life and how it affected you. And then it builds to a, you won't believe this climax. And then it resolves. Like, this is the way that we speak. It's the stories we tell. They all have a three act structure. And so you extrapolate that out into an hour and a half. It's going to be the most impactful because it's what we're used to hearing, at least us in the West. That's what we're used to hearing. That's how we tell our stories.
Yeah. Yeah, Marcel, I think this movie, other than, you know, I think it's a good first watch for those inclined to check it out. I think that, yeah, I think if you were to rewatch it, it's more like, I don't usually recommend movies like in this context, but like, if you're going to put something on that's just kind of comforting and nice, sure, to listen to, a good vibes movie.
Yep. Yep.
But I generally discourage that sort of thing because that's not what it's for.
Sure.
But in the same way that people like to have The Office on, just because part of the appeal of The Office is the way the characters talk.
Yeah.
Like the tone of their speech.
Yep.
That's very much present in Marcel. Yeah. Not to say that it's nearly as funny as The Office or anything like that.
Sure. But it's a different type of humor.
The way that people talk, yeah, just smaller, more understated stuff. I don't know.
And it's built on naivete and not stupidity.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, what I loved about this was it wasn't like gubba gubba gubba, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, right.
I mean, both the movies tonight, honestly, like, I was proud of my kids because they recommend stuff and sometimes I'm like, ugh,
pull my hair out.
Some of those Wimpy Kid movies that my daughter loves are just stupid. And so with these both, I was like, you know, obviously I like this more than Orion in the Dark, but both times I was like, huh, my kids have some taste, you know? Like,
sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So those, that's Marcel, the shell with shoes on. Interesting, strange little movie.
Yeah. Right.
Cool. Okay.
Sweet.
What else is up?
Not much, man.
Yeah. I hear you.
No, we were talking earlier, like you and I, and I had mentioned, I won't tease it, but there was an episode that you wanted to do, a specific film you wanted to review. And I'm like, yeah, that's on my list. And like, but yeah. I have so little, first of all, I have so little time these days to watch a movie. Mm-hmm. That's why I've been knocking out episodes of like The Bear, because for me, it's so easy to just like, you know, plug away at like 15 minutes here and there.
Yeah.
Because the episodes are, you know, whatever, they range from, you know, 25 minutes to an hour, but
just watch, like, a block. And then at the ad break, just go to bed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They're very clean ad breaks. It's like, oh, Hulu ad, I'm done. Bye.
Yeah.
And I'll pick you up tomorrow. And so that's way easier for me because I just don't have the time. But even when I do have the time, I find that I don't have the mental capacity. And so there are times where I sit there with like even The Bear and I'm like, I can't do this. I just can't watch anything. And so I'm in this weird lull where it's not that I don't want to watch or I don't have like a huge list. It's that I'm like, ah, when am I going to get around to it? And then like an evening passes, I'm like, oh, I probably could have watched something there. but then I'm like, oh, but I would have fallen asleep, because here's the thing. Like the last few nights, I'll like sit down here in the movie room and like start a video game, and I'll do like this. I kid you not. Actually, this happened the other night. I was in our bed, and I brought my Nintendo, my DS up, and I turned on Pokemon. I was asleep in like 2 minutes, and my wife was like, she turned over, and I'm sitting there with the thing on, and I'm just like out snoring. And she's like, you didn't even move your character. You were out so fast that like the game turned on and I was out. And I'm like, yep. So like that's where I'm at. And so, yeah, I don't know what the next thing I'm going to review is, but hopefully it'll be that what you talked about.
I'll tease it. It's the holdovers, you know,
it's the holdovers,
which, you know, I'd like to review it. Yeah. But yeah, I definitely feel you. I've been there not because of work, but just because of life.
Sure.
And so it's almost a strange place to be in, because like your body is basically saying like you have no time for leisure, and that's sucks.
Yeah.
But it will come, and
it will. I've got to find equilibrium with work. Which has been crazy lately. And then I think it'll come back to me. But for now, I'm just in this funk. But we'll get around to it. And like I said, I can talk about The Bear at some point, because I have finished that. And we can talk about, you know, various other things, but little things. But yeah, man. Cause there's a couple things that I've seen that I just like put on while I'm working, and I know they're kind of inconsequential movies. But I don't like the holdovers. I'm not going to put that on while I'm working. I want to watch that, you know?
Yeah, so, exactly.
So that'll be, hopefully I can crank that out this week at some point. So we'll see.
Yeah. I think coming up here, people are going to hear me and Ian talking about Into the Wild and Grizzly Man.
Okay. Cool.
So I'm going to relitigate that and do some comparing. Because I've taken some shit from Mr. Ian over the years for positively reviewing Into the Wild.
Really? Okay.
And so I'd like to revisit it with some hindsight and do some comparisons. So
sure.
So if you're into wilderness and people being out in nature when they maybe shouldn't be, you're in luck, because that's what's coming up next time.
Yay.
So happy Earth Day to you people.
Happy Earth Day.
Yay. All right. Great. And then the next time you hear me and Dustin, we'll talk about something. Maybe something only I've seen. It just depends.
Sure. Who knows?
Just depends. Anyways. Okay. Well, goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Good luck.
Bye and good luck.